Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly looking at, they're all in red today. But the beans have traded both sides. While corn is down 9 cents, our trend number turned negative yesterday at 732.5. And, of course, we're into reaction timing here tomorrow and Thursday. And the wheat is also on a negative spill as well. Now, I think that expectations are for a negative report on Friday in corn. Traders are thinking that the USDA is going to lower exports, their expectations for exports, in both commodities, corn and wheat. And that in of itself should lift the carry. But we also have to remember we've been feeding it a lot, too. Albeit, our weather hasn't been super bad. It's been ebbing from really cold to really warm, back and forth, and it should continue that way the rest of the winter. But basically, feed usage has been quite good. And so I have to believe that that will mute some of that export picture. Still, we have a little ways to go yet on our corn export picture, not so much on the wheat. In the meantime, it is very seasonal for wheat to lose to corn at this time of the year, and that is occurring as well. And then you put that all into the same mix, looking at a market that got a little bit overdone technically, and the market's taking its breath or catching its breath. We also know that the baseline numbers coming out on Monday, the 10-year baselines, and then along with it, the USDA Ag Forum numbers following up on the 21st, 22nd. Our traders think those will be bearish as well when we look at acres and they start off with yields back to towards trend. Well, every year when you plant a crop, you have to start back to the trend line because you always have to assume the best as you're putting it in the ground. If you were assuming the worst, you wouldn't be putting a lot of acres in the ground. You have to assume the best, and then you work it down from there. But that's how the traders are thinking, and that's weighing on this corn and wheat market as well. Beans have a little bit of a concern because South American weather, while there's a few forecasts coming through with the GFS model of some rain, neither the U.S. nor the GFS or the European model has been that consistent. So traders are kind of a little bit apprehensive to get too bared up. Still, here's another market that's kind of taken its breath looking at the fact that we got up right under the $15 mark, the magical number, and it's hesitating. We need to make a higher high in all of these grain markets, and we haven't done that yet. So until we make higher highs, that said, could still keep us in a bear trend overall. My own way of thinking is that's not the case. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.